Almost deafened myself with the microphone. Whoa, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Are you telling me it's 2 o'clock? It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon? You all know what that means. Let me turn this microphone down a little bit. Hi, everyone. How's it going? My name's Ian King. I'm not really doing this bit anymore that I call myself Static Observer, because let's be real. I'm totally doing the bit. I'm not going to stop calling myself that. What's going on today? I'm trying to change my age on Facebook, because I made the account like such a long time ago, and it just won't. It won't go back. It won't go back. No matter what I do, it won't. It just won't do it, which is frustrating. We got a good playlist today. We have a new addition to the show. A new segment, a new skit. I recently bought the Ghost in the Shell manga, you know, like the actual hard copy of the book. So I'm going to read you guys and gals and anything in between. I'm going to read all of you a comic book, because what better way to absorb a comic book, a medium entirely based on images, than entirely through the monotone voice of an 18-year-old DJ on a university radio station without seeing any of the images. What better way? There is no better way. That's the answer. Coming up first, we got this band called Single Wound. I saw them live once. It was bonkers. It was absolutely bananas. They're a Canadian. I think they're like Richmond Hill or something. I'll confirm later. They're like a hardcore group. Spotify's actually featured them on a few playlists. They're really cool. And then we also got some Primus, some Les Claypool, the goofiest band ever, and a 44 caliber Love Letter by Alexis on Fire, another Canadian group. Anyone sensing a theme here yet? Have a good time, guys. Man, I love Spotify's shuffle option, especially when it just randomly does that. When I'm just trying to listen to music without shuffling it, because I don't actually love Spotify's shuffle option. I don't. I lied to you all. This keeps happening. I keep thinking of like little bits or things to talk about, and then the show starts, and then I'm just like, whoa, hey, everybody, Ian here? I have an audition, though, which is... something I was going to talk about later in the show. So first off, we'll list these songs and we'll talk about that. That was Insane by Single Wound, who are great. And then Keep It Moving was the second song by Turnstile, who are also great. I think this is the third time I've played them on the show. I try to keep the music choice varied each week, because I don't like to play the same things. I want to show you guys a lot of new music, and I think this show's a really good... form of encouragement and motivation for me to push myself out there and find new music to keep these playlists diverse. But you know, screw it, I like Turnstile. We were supposed to hear Primus and Alexis on Fire, but I'll just play them next. But yeah, I have an air quote. I guess it's a radio quote, because you can't see me doing the actual air quotes, but a radio quote audition today, because I play drums. So if anyone's listening, by the way, I play drums. I don't know if you heard, but I play drums. I can also play some guitar, and like barely sing. check out my band, Misunderstood Ninja, back in Markham. But I started talking to like a bunch of musicians on Kijiji, because I actually found out recently about their like music service part of their platform, and. One band that I'm really excited to sit down and jam with today. We finally got a rehearsal organized and ready. So I'm going to head over to the rehearsal space after this episode. I'm really excited about this, by the way. And this is me quite seriously talking. I know a lot of this show is me like sitting in this room and being like, my life sucks. This song's called This. It's the sun's in my eyes. Like, I'm here at Wilfrid Laurier University. But I'm actually genuinely excited to play drums today. I've been looking forward to it for a while. So just a little bit of an update on a Static Observer's life. We'll just play Primus now. A lot of people hate Primus. They're kind of a meme-worthy band because they are, like, absolutely ridiculous. But Les Claypool is, like, just a freakishly good bassist. So this is Jerry Was a Race Car Driver. We got 44 Caliber Love Letter by Alexis on Fire, who, for those of you who don't know, was Dallas Green's band before he formed City in Color, which is awesome because you're going to hear them. If you haven't heard them before, then just, like, this is nothing like City in Color. So, yeah, let's... oh, and then we got Lukewarm Happy by There Were Wires, which is a cool song. What's up? So that was Jerry Was a Race Car Driver by Primus, 44 Caliber Love Letter by Alexis on Fire. I bought this huge Japanese manga. It's in English. It's in English. It is. Let's see. It is full of tits, by the way. 347 pages long. And wow, this already looks crazy. So let's see how long this first chapter is. So we start with the prologue. Is there, like, a table of contents anywhere here? No? Let's see. Oh, am I reading this the wrong way? No, I guess they probably would have adapted those two. So today we'll get through the prologue today, which is like 30 pages. Oh my gosh. Maybe, okay, we might not get through the prologue. That's a long prologue. You know what? We're gonna read all the pages that are in color first. Also, to anyone listening, this is a joke. I can't do this all. I'll just pick this up at some point and just be like, yeah, what's up, guys? I know that you're obsessed with Ghost in the Shell, but, like, okay, screw this. The bit is that I was going to do a bit, and, like, literally right now I've decided against doing this bit. This book is huge. I also love Ghost in the Shell. Like, it's actually a really good movie. If I were to read, like, 2 seconds of this, this is... So why are we still talking about silicon deposits? March 5th, 2029, Newport City, a floating metropolis in Shinhama Prefecture. It's a good enough reason for the government to guarantee that it won't interfere with your nation's policy of not recognizing separation and independence. The earlier promise of extending aid if independence is recognized was only made in principle and does not conflict with our trade. We'll go through a third-party nation.
That's fine.
After all, if a nation of slaves withholds its services, the master nation starves.
And a chronic manpower shortage will give the slave manufacturing industry a shot in the arm.
Of course, it is deviating a bit from socialism. I'm amazed at your country. The brains call it capitalist, but it's really an ideal socialist state, isn't it? Labor conditions just don't work out that way. The brains can be manipulated with a necessary allotment of blood.
Where the hell is Unit 2?
Think it's a terrorist bombing? Come on, folks, quietly and quickly. Must be the Union again. Hey, come on.
Citizen evacuation completed, sir. There's an awful lot of noise around here. Pressure's awful high, too. Man, we got serious hero going on. Major, security's all ready to go.
Leave the damn code encryption up to the AI. The whole world will hear us. I hear you. See? That's the thing. I've read this whole, like, 3 pages, and no one understands what's happening in this book. But it looks cool. And there's a lot of Japanese breasts. So I'm down. This next song is called... What are we going to play next? We're going to play Point and Click by Tomahawk. Because this is easily one of the cooler songs that I've heard. We're going to play 3 really good songs. We have Point and Click by Tomahawk, which is, like, a super awesome super group. They are made by Mike Patton from, like, a host of really interesting experimental bands. Founder of his own label, most notably Faith No More and Mr. Bungle. He teams up with Dwayne Dunnison from the Jesus Lizard and Trevor something from Fantomas, and John Stanier from Helmet and Battles, who is, like, just a brutal drummer, so check it out. Yeah, music, right? Wow, such cool stuff. How's it going, guys? It's your DJ.
Static Observer, because apparently I actually care about that name now, which is, to me, like a relatively new phase. I've never been at this point in my life before. I've always rejected the Static Observer name, but now I feel that it's become integrated into my identity and my conscience and my sense of self. From now on, I will only be referred to as Static Observer. Any other names, silly mortal titles, slave names, if you will, such as Ian, will not, well, they'll go unnoticed. Lane is another one that I will no longer respond to. We were just rocking out to Point and Click by Tomahawk, Settle for Nothing by Rage Against the Machine, and Hate to Feel by Alice in Chains. All fantastic groups from the 90s. Why did rock music have to go down the toilet, at least in terms of mainstream? Nah, I can't even say that. But 90s rock was really cool. 90s rock was a fun time. I don't even know what God was doing when he put all four members of Rage Against the Machine on this earth, because they are insanely good. this is usually the segment that I talk about movies and anime and things I've seen recently, but honestly, I've been kind of slacking with stuff like that. Someone tried to show me something recently, I can't remember what it's called. Which is why I'm a little bit frustrated. The original plan was, because I haven't been watching anime, the joke, the bit for this show, I was going to hire, like, old Japanese businessmen, and they were going to come, and they were all going to, like, shame and, like, yell at me and, like, just talk about how I'm just such a disappointment, like, live on this episode, this show, but the plans fell through. So, yeah, I guess now you just have to listen to my bad music. These next few songs, I have more to say about anime. I have more animes to watch, but I'll probably talk a little bit more about them after these next few songs. This is... that was me. This is Hooch by Melvins, which, fun fact about this song, their singer, Buzz Osborne, was, like, talking to their drummer once, and he was like, "Hey, man, you should sing backup vocals on the chorus." He's like, "I think it would be a great addition." The drummer says to the guy, he's like, "Hey, that's awesome. Like, what are the lyrics?" And he goes, "Man, I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been playing this song. I've never had lyrics. So when you listen to the chorus of this song, like when he goes, you'll know what I'm talking about. There are no lyrics. I think that's hilarious. Have a good time." Melvins, Hooch, Phaser by Quicksand, another alt metal 90s group, and Earthen Gate by Fuzz. What's that? 5 seconds of Funeralopolis by Electric Wizard? What is this? Not my show or something? I didn't really plan out that joke. It's that time, everyone. We gotta say goodbye.
We gotta
say goodbye to Ian. Say goodbye to Ian, everyone. Bye, Ian. Because I'm leaving. Bye. See ya never. Because they fired me. I'm kidding. yeah, I'll see you guys next Friday, 2 to 3. Today was a pretty down-tempo episode. Usually I'm a little bit more organized, but I read like 3 pages of that bit that was supposed to take up probably a bit more time than it did. Then I realized the gravity of what I was doing, and I relied on my better judgment, and I made the call to, maybe we'll try again next episode. Maybe we'll try Ghost in the Shell again next episode. There's also a lot of other music here for me to play. So I'm going to play some Silent Planet because my drummer has been going crazy over them. I'm going to go do this audition. So everyone who's listening, all 3 or 4 of you maybe, just go, "Good luck, Ian. Good luck on your audition. Bye." I'll give you a moment to do that. Thanks, guys. I love you. You guys are so awesome. I love having so many listeners on my show. Bye, millions of listeners. That's my joke. All right. Yeah, no, this next song is called... We got Panic Room by Silent Planet, and we got From Born, the backtrack by Between the Buried and Me, who are really wild. And then we got Chop Suey. And I'm just going to let it autoplay after that. I think there's someone else that comes in here. Yeah, but I'm a dip. Bye.